The U.S. Census Bureau delivered its Minnesota tallies this week, and officially nothing has changed in Cook County. Auditor-Treasurer Brady Powers disputes that finding.
I've not seen anything official, but going out to the demographic site, I see the official 2010 census total number, 5,176 for Cook County, which is just 8 over our 2000 census, which is kind of a surprise. It's nowhere near the estimations. Each year, the demographic office gives us an estimate in July of each year. So those have moved up to, 52, 53, 54, 100, but the final census does not show that. And I haven't heard any explanation of that yet either. The estimates, how they put those together, just didn't capture what was happening here, or else the census didn't capture the actual number of people. So I don't know which way that goes.
Powers said the yearly population estimates could be based on a number of sources, but not an actual headcount, as would the annual census.
I'm not sure if the estimates are so general in nature. They don't ask us for any information, so it has to be information that the state captures. Things that probably come through, let's say, sales data, driver's license, address changes, things like that, homestead applications in the assessor's office. I'm thinking that they capture things like that and then probably some general data. This would be a good test to find out exactly how those estimates come about.
February of 2012 is the deadline for setting new state congressional districts. The county has 60 days after that to redraw commissioner districts, which Powers said would be April 3rd. Final boundaries must be settled by May 1st, 2012. Just because there has been a statistical 0% population change doesn't mean local districts couldn't change. Retirees may have changed their residency status or moved south to have their numbers replaced by new residents who may live elsewhere in the county. Also, people may have moved from one district to another.
There's a lot of rules, but the two that I look at closely seem to affect us here. First is the 10% rule, is that all the districts have to be within 10% of the average, and simply that there's been no real change in the total doesn't mean that people haven't moved. First is the 10% rule. Say you have 5,000 people, 5 districts, 1,000 is the average. The size of a district has to be within 10% of the average. So that means between 900 and 1,100, but it doesn't seem likely that all 5 would require redistricting. The second major rule, the 5% rule, would then kick in, which is if there's a district shift and the population changed by more than 5% because of the shift, then that district commissioner will have to run again.
On a statewide level, the 2010 census shows Rochester has elbowed Duluth out of the third largest city ranking. Rochester gained over 20,000 in population, while Duluth lost 650 residents. The strongest population growth was in the suburban counties around the Twin Cities, as well as along the corridor from St. Cloud to Rochester. With the new data in hand, legislators will begin redrawing congressional district boundaries. It's widely thought that with the legislature and governor's office controlled by different parties, redistricting will end up in the courts. Depending on how the boundaries finally shape up, our 8th congressional district could become geographically larger. In order to balance representation in Congress, each Minnesota congressional district would have to include 662,991 residents for the next decade. That means a gain of 2,649 for the 8th. Two districts, the 2nd and 6th, will have to lose residents. The 6th is at the southern border of District 8 and will need to lose nearly 96,500 residents to create the proper balance. They wouldn't all go to the northeast, but those that do could expand a large district that already covers 18 counties. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.